Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing heartbreak, take back control. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend. I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range and other information. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing heartbreak, take back control. So if you've been dumped, it's important to remember that you control your happiness, not your ex. I'm going to be saying three things in today's podcast, three ideas that can help you take back control. So let's get straight into this. And number one is create a new routine. So if you've been dumped, then there are going to likely be big changes to your life routine. Whether that's instances where you used to meet your ex at certain times, or when you used to call them, or if you used to pick them up, or if they used to come to your house, or if you was living with each other, then these routine changes could be even bigger. In particular, if you've split up and now you're living in different houses, you are going to be looking at completely different scenery, so to speak. You know, you're going to be in a completely different house. Or if they've left the house, you're going to be in this house all alone. And it's going to be feeling a lot larger to you because there is no longer your ex sharing the space. So when you think about the routines that you have with your ex, then once a relationship has ended, you need to create a new routine. And this doesn't matter whether you're trying to get your ex back or whether you're just trying to move forward with your life and meet new people. It is irrelevant, you know, doing these things, doing this point number one, creating your routine and doing the other things I'm going to be mentioning later on in the podcast. They work for both instances, okay? It doesn't matter if you want your ex back or if you don't want your ex back. These things are going to help. And this number one, the first thing I'm telling you about, creating a new routine, is so crucial because it will help fill the holes in your life which aren't always that obvious. Sometimes you can be just kind of blinded by the fact that you are no longer in a relationship and you're missing your ex from the standpoint of the relationship. But it is often the little things, these holes that we need to fill, which can be the most challenging. And it's the little things in the routines. You know, maybe you used to go on a walk with your ex on a certain day at a certain time. You know, now you need to create a new routine where you are not going to be feeling really upset about your ex not being there. So I would suggest that, say, for instance, if you went on a walk with your ex every Sunday morning, then you don't want to be doing that walk alone, because that's going to really kind of hammer home the fact that your relationship has ended. You want to be doing something completely different to that. Now, I'm not saying don't go on a walk. You know, that was obviously just an example, but exercise is very important. So I'm not saying don't do exercise, you know, don't go on a walk if that's what you used to do with your ex. I'm saying just change the routine. So maybe in that example I gave, on a Sunday morning instead, you would meet up with one of your friends, and then possibly on a Thursday night, you would go on a walk or do some exercise. You know, just make it completely different so that you're not thinking to yourself, oh, somebody's missing, okay? Because that is a real difficulty when we are coping through heartbreak, when we are trying to get through heartbreak, when we are trying to grow as a person and ultimately recover from the pain of a breakup. And let's not forget, a breakup does feel like a combination of grief and drug withdrawal. So it is very challenging to get through, but you can do it. And as I've said earlier, it doesn't matter whether you want your ex back or whether you don't want them back. It is very important you go through the heartbreak process and recover and come out the other side. Okay? It doesn't matter what your end goal is, you're going to have to do this, right? So it is very important that you create a new routine where you are not constantly missing your ex. So now let's move into point number two, the second piece of advice in today's podcast, and that is to make plans to do something you've always wanted to, but your ex didn't. So when you're in a relationship, it is very unlikely that you are going to have 100% similar interests, okay? You might have 99% similar interests, but there is likely to be at least one thing, if not lots of things, that you liked, that you wanted to do, that your ex didn't. And linking into the first piece of advice, this gives you an excellent opportunity to actually try to do something that previously you couldn't, either because your ex refused and made it difficult for you to do, or maybe you just didn't have time because of your original routine with your ex. Well, now you are creating a new routine. Why don't you make plans to do something you've always wanted to, but your ex didn't? And that can be anything at all. Maybe you wanted to go to see a certain event that your ex didn't really want to do. Maybe you want to do something a little bit longer term. Maybe you wanted to go traveling or go on a holiday to a certain place. Or maybe you wanted to go fishing. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. But if it's something that your ex was not interested in, now you have an opportunity. And since you are creating a new routine, why not use this opportunity to do something that you've always wanted to? Maybe you loved doing it before you met your ex, and then when you got into the relationship, with the give and take that you do in a relationship, maybe that kind of went by the wayside. Well, now is your chance to do something that you love and something that you're really interested in that you haven't been able to do for a while. And this will really help you when you're going through heartbreak, because we need to be making ourselves feel as happy and as good as possible during this difficult time. So, at this point, I just want to mention my weekly wingman service. I can be your wingman for the week, providing you with bespoke motivational encouragement. This can be to help with your love life, as well as ingraining a self-improvement mindset. The course begins with an audio call for us to speak, and then moves on to emails. For more details on this service, please click the link in the description. So now let's move on to point number three and the final piece of advice I'm giving in today's podcast about how you can try to take back control when you are going through heartbreak. And that is to get a fresh look. Having a fresh look is always a sure way to make you feel really good about yourself. It just makes you feel, well, like I've just said, it makes you feel fresh. It makes you feel new. It can make you feel extra attractive during a time where you are probably feeling quite unattractive, because when we're going through a breakup, when we have been dumped, we are likely to feel low value, we have been rejected, and even if it had nothing to do with our physical appearance, it can make you feel really, really bad inside, and then that can make you feel bad on the outside as well. So if you give yourself a fresh look, it can be something which will really take your mind off things, give yourself a bit of a self-esteem boost. Now, it is important when you're going through heartbreak that you don't make rash decisions, because you're not going to be thinking the most stable thoughts necessarily during heartbreak. So please make sure you don't do anything rash. So I don't suggest getting a tattoo, for instance. If you've never had a tattoo, this is not the time to get your first tattoo. You know, a tattoo is something that's permanent, it's forever. So you need to make sure that you really want a tattoo. And when you're going through heartbreak, your thoughts are not going to necessarily be as stable as normal. So you don't want to be making such big decisions. Similarly, if you're somebody who's got really long hair, then I don't suggest that you shave it all off, okay? Because it will take a long time to grow back. And again, you might be thinking, I want a fresh look, just shave off all my hair. And then you might possibly regret that when you're a bit more stable-minded. And then it's going to take a long time for it to grow back. So when I say get a fresh look, I'm talking about things which are a little bit more subtle. So, you know, if you like a certain hairstyle, just kind of get a new one, you know, that's kind of a little bit different, not massively extreme, but a bit different. You know, experiment with new clothing, new makeup if you wear it. If you have piercings, you might want to try new piercings. If you don't, then, you know, maybe you could explore that if you really wanted to. Obviously, again, it depends on whether it's something that's going to be permanent or very difficult to change. Just don't do extreme things, okay? That's the advice. If it's not extreme, if it's something that can be changed very easily, such as clothes and makeup and jewellery, for instance, all of those kind of things, then just experiment. Try a new look. Make yourself feel new, make yourself feel attractive again, and it will give you that self-esteem boost, which can be really be beneficial when you're going through heartbreak, and it enables you to take back control, because your ex made the decision to end the relationship, but they do not control your happiness. You control your happiness, and you can make yourself feel happy, okay? So please always remember that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.